T-Mobile.
For DFW, KM4NFA. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well this morning. And yourself?
Fine. Can't complain.
How's the route going?
So far, so good.
Well, that's good. You should be enjoying this cooler weather.
Yeah, I am.
Remedy for a sty in your eye or a little boil that's coming up?
I had them. I always went to the drugstore. They got a cream that you can put on them. About 2 days, it's gone.
On the inside of your eyelid?
Where the sty is, I never did put it up in the eyelid, up under the eyelid. I always put it on the outside.
Yeah, roger that.
One of those things in probably 30 years. And I still remember how aggravating they are.
Yeah, I think I got one coming up, and it just is aggravating right there in the bottom eyelid, right in the center.
Run by, Walmart, CVS, go over toward the pharmacy, and should be on the shelf in eye care.
I guess I'll swing by there this evening.
Well, if you can't get there, let me know. I'll make sure you get to.
I'm guessing that's what it is. It's been a long time since I had one. Yeah, mobile. Good morning.
Doing?
Yep, doing well over here. You running a little bit late this morning?
Snoozing it. I figured it's week before Easter. Short week. What the heck? If I'm late, I'm late. So I miss some of the meeting, I'll be all right.
Get the alarm clock all the way over on the other side of the room to have to get up to do it, and I won't be no chance of hitting the snooze.
I'll do that, and I'll get up, hit the snooze button, and lay back down, and go right back to sleep. I've always done that as well, but it won't keep me from snoozing.
I know when to go to bed.
Night out. I don't think I went to bed till it had to be after 11.
Hours behind me by then.
Getting up.
Kids, I'd probably stay on our night shift, which is about 8 p.m. till 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
That's
for Easter weekend.
Me and the wife made chocolates for the kids. We painted chocolates for them on Sunday, and I guess there's the one from Kentucky's coming down, and then three from Anderson coming up on Saturday.
We're going to end up doing a... Like my wife bought the boys some Nerf guns, so we're going to do a scavenger hunt like we do. We've done it the last couple of years. They've enjoyed it, and I'll hide little clues in the Easter egg, and as they find the egg, then they'll get the next clue where the next one's at.
Hid colored eggs out there in the yard and that, and then they you can only get one of each color. That way everybody gets the same amount, right?
Right idea of putting money in Easter eggs one year. I don't remember how much it was, but my kids just run around with a bunch of hollow Easter eggs with change all inside of them. A couple of them had dollar bills. And, I mean, those are the ones you just got to find.
Yeah, for it also. Hey, I see that Florida Parks on the Air got a contest this weekend. I see it on the 8-day contest calendar. This is like Parks on the Air. And that is just a Florida Parks, I guess, contact. See how many you can contact.
I hear Florida a pretty good bit. Don't know, I still ain't got my, I don't know what that thing's called from MFJ, the phase canceller or whatever it is. I still have not got that thing in yet. I assume it's still on back order.
Well, I saw where they're having a heck of a time with little semiconductors and chips and everything.
Engineering, they say that they're not shipping MFJ products until like June, so I hope MFJ don't forget about me. I mean, it's just $200 that's just sitting out there. I like how they go ahead and take it before they ship it. A little DMR HT to try out just to see if it was even worthwhile.
Land it.
All the repeaters are 70 centimeters. And there's one, of course, Greenville, I think, is either Parrish Mountain or Glassy Mountain. Then there's another one in Hendersonville and then one in Spartanburg. That's the three around me. So I'm like in the middle of these three repeaters and they're all 70 centimeters.
And a lot of traffic on 70 centimeters, isn't it?
Okay, but I don't know, either I haven't got it figured out yet or a lot of people don't use it all the time.
So, yeah, I can't help you with that one.
For an AP for ID, 70 centimeters, that's not a lot of traffic. There's two repeaters here in Clemson. The only time I ever hear anybody on is when they're going to lunch or going home.
Sunday. I don't know if they were going to a meeting or something. That was the first two people I heard on the radio, and that was it. I haven't heard anything since besides just normal radio, like from the Mount Mitchell repeater or something. So, I mean, so the radio's working. There's just not a lot of talking on it. I'm glad I only spent $80 on the radio. TYC radio I got. It's not a bad little radio.
NTR Mobile.
It's a beautiful moon out there, isn't it?
I can't see it right now. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
Oh, just firing frog hair split three ways. As soon as I become semi-conscious here this early in the morning, this is for those working people.
I'm so early this morning. I don't know if I've ever heard you on the radio this early.
I've been retarded for about 10 years or so now, so it's catching up with me. Bernice has got to go and get her cataract removed off of one eye today, and then the other eye, what, in about a week, Bernice? So, 13th of April, I guess. Anyways, gotta go to the doctor bright and early. Gotta be there by 6:30, and it's on the west side of town. We're on the east side of town. Who am I speaking to this morning?
Yeah, this is Ken, KN4TFW. Yeah, well, tell her I said I hope it all works out well for you guys, and she gets better soon.
Thank you.
Well, it's really, as surgeries go, it's about the simplest I've ever had in my life. I had both eyes done, a couple years ago. And they really, it's almost like a production line, you know, the way they do it nowadays.
It's come a long ways, and that, but, you know, it's still kind of scary when you talk about messing with your eyes.
I didn't like anybody messing around with my eyes. I got 8 chunks of metal in my eye one time and was cleaning a pickup on a Sony glass bar on the side of a machine tool. And I got to tell you, it's just no fun at all to have someone take a, look like a center punch with a burr on it and dig those out of your eye while you're looking through that four-opter.
Matt, yeah, we're in here with Andrew and Ed this morning here, too.
Nice. Continue on there, and I'll try to join in the conversation as soon as I get out of this semi-comatose state. Go ahead. This is M0TR, and I'm Tom.
Mr.
Tom, this is Cam 4NAP. Ed, I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Up this early in a long while. we get up probably around between 6:30 and 7 usually, and start out with a cup of coffee and then breakfast a little later. So that's why.
Ned, I'm out running newspaper route. Last time I think I talked to you, me and you both were sitting in the line at school to pick up grandbabies.
Well, that grandbaby now is 14 years old. He's 6'4" and wears a size 16 shoe.
Not a baby anymore, but as far as size, but like I always tell mine, you'll always be my baby the day I die, so you just might as well get used to it.
Very true. I still tell him I could whip him, but I don't think that would really be a truthful statement, but he respects me enough. He won't hurt me. Who else was in there? It's a nice crisp morning, 41 degrees.
It is KO4CEF. I'm slowly pulling in my way into work.
You know, I'll just have to put a star on the wall for each one of you guys this morning. Keep paying our Social Security.
HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
I would say that for my first 32 years at the same job, I worked 7 till 3:30 every day, and that was the deluxe shift. So I know how it is to work for a living, and then after that, I work various hours, the worst being 7 at night till 7 the next morning.
I'm definitely with you on that one.
This is where I wish I could go back to work at night. Didn't have to put up with an alarm clock. The wife would wake me up to go to work. It was much much easier to get up.
And the bosses. It was peaceful, but the problem was I had to drive 35 miles each way. And coming home the next morning was a bugger.
It's about 20 minutes early this morning. What's the deal?
The traffic is much better this time of day. This is Enduro TR.
At Boulevard, it's a lot better this time of day, for sure.
I'm on the way to Hampton. But without very many cars here, you're set up like a big worm on a hook for the Gestapo.
Yeah, I'm on the other end of Wade Hampton. I'm almost up here to 85.
Over to the Piedmont Surgery Center on the west side of town. It's kind of over there by that Kmart Center. This is N0TR Mobile.
Everybody talk at the same time now. Come on.
In that comatose state like I am this morning. But I got a pot of coffee here in the car, in a Air and Space magazine from the Smithsonian. That'll probably put me to sleep, though.
Makes me sleepy. I've been up since 4, so I've already had 2 cups of coffee. I'll get another one when I get here to work.
Pulling out of the driveway now, so I'm good to go.
20 minutes early, and it's not Thursday, so what's the deal?
Couldn't sleep last night, so up early and get going.
You come in and join us anytime, any other day you want to.
I'd probably have to go downtown and buy me some of those funny cigarettes in order to get up that early.
My day off, I'm usually up at least by 6 anyway. I hate for the sun to get up and catch me sleeping.
I did, Tom. Get a paper route.
I had one of those with 135 papers on a Cushman Eagle, a scooter, when I was 14 years old in the great state of Kansas. And I got to tell you, the day after it snowed and all those ruts were in the road and that was an experience.
Tell me about it. I don't have but 350 sub-customers.
Believe this, but there was an old man by the name of Charles Borgram. Well, that was the boy, the dad. The old man Borgram rode a simplex motorcycle, which you probably never heard of. And it's one of those ones, kind of looked like a big bicycle. And you get on it, and it had pedals, and you could start it with those pedals. And that old man delivered 350 papers, and he folded them all. And he had like three paper sacks full, one in the front basket, one behind him, and one on his shoulder. And he'd deliver those every single day. Always folded them in the exact same place downstairs at the paper office. It was pretty amazing to be able to carry that many papers on a motorcycle.
You can try it. Come on in here, Patrick.
That either. Carrying stuff on a motorcycle is hard to do unless you've got some really good balance.
There was no young chickie either. Charles was probably 16, 18 years old, probably 16, and his daddy, that made him near 40 anyways, or older, looked older, but he did it, and we folded our papers up to about 32 pages, and it was very rarely in the little town of Pittsburgh, Kansas, that there ever was bigger than that, but we never did roll them. Through screen doors before, by the way, because you can drive by on your scooter and throw them at about 30 miles an hour. You got pretty good at it, though. You can go no hands and throw one each way.
Do that after the snow with the ruts.
Or if it was pouring down rain, that was a bugger, too. We didn't have plastic bags to put them in back then.
I say 7-3s. I need to head on into work. I hope everybody has a great morning. I hope your wife's surgery goes good. And I hope everybody's safe out there this morning. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final.
If you got a job you can go to that you say you enjoy, it makes it all the better. This is Andrew Tion.
7-3s, Andrew. Hope you have an awesome day. Go get you some coffee. KN4TFW.
Andrew, KO4HKX. Have a good day, buddy.
My legals on the west side of town here. Well, not the west side. Down towards the high school here, I guess you'd say. And it gets bad over here by Pleasantburg Drive, if I remember right. You're in the shadow of Paris Mountain.
Here to the Red Lobster, and then you'll hit a dead spot down there for sure. And is gas still pretty cheap right there across from Lidl?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't looking, but yesterday it was $2.32 at Sam's and Costco's in Spartanburg.
The difference from Greer down there to the Lidl, it's amazing how much the price drops, KN4TFW.
We usually go to Walmart and Taylor's because we go to Aldi's right across the street first, and then I run over and get gas. That is the cheapest place.
All day, the cheapest place I found to get fuel was Berea and Whitehorse Road there at the QT, or the QT and Easley. One of those fuel had the lowest price.
Just, we don't go that much, but... You're right. If you go east of 101 just a little bit there, over towards Spartanburg, the gas goes up. As you go towards town, it goes down up until Taylor's anyways.
I've been running this tour out. I've never figured that out, how it can be that much different just across the street.
don't see the 2349 at Marathon here just before you get down here to Church Street. Me up early like this, other than work, was to go fishing or hunting.
On the go hunting. The fishing, I fish up here in the mountains. I ain't got to get up this early for this.
Well, coyote hunting back in Kansas, and you wanted to be out where you was going to hunt just right at daybreak, because that's when they were moving to head back to their dens. That was good for duck hunting and goose hunting, too. You wanted to be up early. But for quail, they go out and eat early of a morning, and then they come back and covey up in the hedgerows, so there really wasn't any need to be out there early.
Can I ask y'all a question about the radios?
Well, certainly. I don't know if I can answer or not, but I'll try.
A couple of used radios on Marketplace, and I'm trying to decide which one. Tom, I don't know if you know, but I've only had my ham license for a couple of months. Found a ICOM 706, a Yaesu 8897D, and a Yaesu FTDX 1200. If y'all know anything about those, I would appreciate the info on them.
I don't, but the other two are very popular radios. I never heard anything bad about either one of those other two.
I researched the ICOM 706. It is not the Mark II or the Mark IIG. It is the original 706. It doesn't have a DSP, I believe, is what the difference was.
Couldn't advise you on that. I've just heard those numbers a lot of times, and a lot of guys had them, but as diversions, I'd be the last one to tell you. You need to get somebody on here that's had experience with those. This is pretty old, I would say, isn't it?
It is. It's probably the oldest of all of them. It's probably 15 plus.
It's pretty old. How much money are they asking for it?
What they're asking for it.
Well, I would say that you could buy, they're telling me that you can buy these 590S Kenwoods, which is an extremely good radio, for around $600. I think I'd save my pennies and go that route. I believe that 706 has a LCD on the front of it, doesn't it? Like I've heard of those being a problem, but don't take that with a grain of, I take that with a grain of salt because I'm not sure. But the best thing to do is lay hands on, because if you think people won't take you on radios, you're wrong about that.
Not naive about that, let's put it that way.
Here, I want to have to start following this GPS real close, but it's been great talking to you this morning and riding along. I'll say 73s and catch you down the line. Be careful out there, Ginger OTR.
Hope you have an awesome day. Good to talk to you, Miss Bernice. I hope all goes well. KN4TFW.
Good luck on the surgery.
Have a good day, Ginger OTR.
Y'all got any advice on those, either one of those radios?
Best with either one, any of those.
I hear mention that 706 a lot of times and the other one, but I'm not familiar with that. What was it, a 1200 or something like that? I'm not too familiar with any of those.
Yaesu 897D and 706 are mobile radios also. They're smaller. The DX 1200 is like a tabletop. It's a big radio. But it's probably the newest out of the bunch.
something, is it? One's got like a big dial on the right, and it's kind of a small radio. The 800 Yaesu, is that one with a big dial on the right-hand side?
And it is.
That one used a lot. I'd go to get on YouTube and look up that guy at Ham Radio Concepts, and that he's probably got a, you know, some kind of YouTube about it. He usually does a lot with the Yaesus.
I've already watched it. I was just trying to find somebody with some hands-on experience with one of them, just to ask them some questions, the like, dislike.
One has the controller in it to be able to control the antenna and that for a mobile rig.
If it does or not on that one.
I'll get in here and get signed in, so I'll say 73s. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll be clear on your final, KN4TFW.
73s, catch you in the morning.
Have a good day, and I'll talk to you hopefully later this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Coming up on my little dead spot here, so I'm going to jump out for a minute. I'll holler at you on the other side. KO4HKX, clear.
KN4 and 18.